Hello and welcome to Animal Voices. You are listening to CIUT 89.5 FM. I am Lauren Corman here with Carl Orzechowski, co-hosting and teching for us today.
Greetings.
The fundraising show. We're also going to be doing on the fundraising show clips from the past 6 months. Some highlights, some lowlights, some embarrassing moments. I think we've tossed in one shocking one there as well.
Mostly highlights, though.
It's mostly about highlights. But if you like to watch us squirm on the air, there will be a couple of those moments. We're going to start it off actually with one of those moments. But I should let you know that if you are interested in donating, and we very much hope that you are, so we can continue to bring you this volunteer-run radio show, Animal Voices, please donate to become a member of CIUT or to renew your membership. You can call 416-946-7800 for people in Toronto. Again, 416-946-7800. Or if you're one of our many international listeners, if you're listening online, you can call 1-888-204-8976. And of course, you can also go to the website, www.ciut.fm, and click through for donating online. They have a secure server, so don't worry about putting out your information because it's all secure. So, on Animal Voices today, we're going to be talking about why this show matters and how you can send a really strong message to CIUT that you want to see this type of programming continue. And you might be thinking, well, they keep staying on the air. We've been on the air since 1996, which is just incredible to me. So for over 10 years, I haven't been hosting for that whole time. But you think, well, they've been on the air for so long, they'll continue. Well, we need to make sure that we get our minimum quota met, which is 10 new members every time we do these biannual fundraising drives. So you can help make that happen. Again, by calling 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. I want to say right away before I forget, thank you to Sue Sinclair and the other phone volunteers. Maybe Levi is in the studio at this point as well, and the other folks out there for putting on such a successful fundraising drive. So thank you everybody else who is behind the scenes right now doing their work.
All right, folks, show us some love. We're going to play the first clip.
Okay, I want to do a little bit of a setup. This was an interview with Isa Chandra Moskowitz, and she is quite famous now within the animal movements for a book called Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World, and she also runs a website called The Post-Punk Kitchen. And we had her on to talk about Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World. We wanted to have her on anyway and talk about baking products that don't have dairy in them. And it was pretty fun to talk with her, and a lot of people that we had had on as guests beforehand, you know, for the previous weeks, had said that they really wanted to hear from her. So we had her on. I was really excited, and she threw this curveball at me as we were about to talk about Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World. So are cupcakes your favorite dessert?
Well, they were until I did a cupcake book and have to talk about cupcakes all the time.
Which we're making you do now.
It's okay. I can deal with it.
Did you max out on them, seriously, while you were writing this book?
I was trying to calculate how many cupcakes I've made this past year, and it's something like 4,000.
Wow.
Which is just insane, just for doing all the recipe testing, and then plus I do vegan cupcake wedding towers and things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's in the thousands. So now if I go to bake something, the past couple of months, I don't immediately start baking cupcakes the way I used to.
Right.
But that's just, you know, I think that would happen to anybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they're less powerful.
It's like a favorite CD that you'll come back to later, I'm sure,
with exactly.
new appreciation. So that was Isa Chandra Moskowitz, and it was a funny way to start the interview because, of course, we were going to be talking about cupcakes for most of the interview, and she sounded like she'd been a bit fried on the whole 4,000 cupcakes later, making this book that's, you know, gained quite a lot of fame, and she's really respected for all of her baking and cooking abilities. She also has a book called Vegan with a Vengeance that's quite well known and well loved, but it was difficult to recover from that because I knew that we were going to be talking about something that she's been talking about a lot. But some of the feedback she gave me about that show, which was awesome, was that she said, you know, thank you so much for reading through my stuff and asking me something, questions that people hadn't asked me before. So that was really great. For people who are just tuning in to Animal Voices, we are doing our fundraising drive. This is the last day of CIUT's, biannual. This is the spring fundraising drive. This is the last day and it's our show. So please do donate. It sends a really strong message to CIUT that you want to see animal advocacy radio programming continue. Helps us stay on the air.
Every donation helps us get to our quota. And we love you all the more for it.
It's always funny, you know, the sort of the subtle begging that happens. One of the incentives that we wanted to offer too that tends to bring people in, if community radio itself isn't that much of a pull for you, if it's not reason enough in your mind to donate, although we really hope that it is because feel like it's an invaluable service, but we're also going to be doing a fundraising giveaway draw at the end of the program, and that's for a dinner for two at Fresson Restaurant. And Fresson, for people who might not know, is sort of this vegan gourmet restaurant on Queen Street in Toronto. And Stephen Gardner, who is the owner of that restaurant and also Urban Herbivore, has very generously provided a dinner for two. So make a $25 donation, become a new member, and then we'll put you in for... Carl will do the draw.
Yeah, and you'll be in our good books.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the show, and then we'll go to another clip. So some of the things that I just wanted to flag for people who are tuning in and maybe thinking about donating is we're an all-volunteer radio show. So that means that, and this station in general is volunteer-run. So that means that to bring this programming to you each week, that I do about 10 or 15 hours of volunteering. And Carl comes in and does the teching, and then Neil Harvey, who does the computer stuff, does all the formatting and editing to get our shows online, because we do have an archive of about 190 programs that are free for your downloading pleasure. So everybody puts in a lot of work to put the show on the air every week and to make sure that those archives are available. And we recently got an email from somebody who asked us about jobs with Animal Voices. They said that they wanted to work for Animal Voices, which was really flattering because I think it speaks hopefully to the professionalism in the show, but we don't get paid.
No, we definitely don't.
So it's volunteer run, and we do it because we think that this is important. We feature international guests all over the world talking about animal advocacy that they're doing there, as well as the laws in countries from all over the world, and all the creative ways that people are try to bring a vegetarian message and a message of compassion to animals. So that's a big, really big feature of the show. We've talked to people in Korea, in Egypt, in Turkey, in Spain, Austria, Japan, Brazil, Colombia, Israel, Lebanon, and others. This over the past six months, though, we have done international shows in Korea, Egypt, and Turkey, which were very cool. And I was very pleased to see that when we had interviewed a group from Madrid, they actually recently donated to the program. So I want to say a huge thank you to Sharon Nunez for donating to the program on Animal Voices. We're going to do a short clip now with Lamia Gibson, who was the tech for the program for a number of years. And this was on the last show that she did, and she was reflecting a little bit on why she was involved with Animal Voices for so many years and why it's important to her. Again, the donation lines are 416-946-7800, or you can call toll-free 1-888-204-8976, or go to the website www.ciut.fm and click through to the online donation form.
And make sure that you mention Animal Voices with
yes.
your donation.
Personally, I think I'll miss just coming here every week and doing the show. I really enjoy the technical aspect of teching, which is why I'm usually on the other side of the wall. It also is as it is for many of our listeners too, it's a way for me to keep on the pulse of what's happening in the animal rights communities. And, I mean, one of the reasons I'm leaving is because my life has gotten so busy. So I hope that I'm still able to stay in tune with what's happening in the community, both nationally and internationally. And that is an amazing thing about this show. And I think another thing that I've really loved about this show, which I think you bring to this show a lot, and our other hosts and other contributors to the show, Is the multifaceted, to use those words, aspect of the show that includes so much, including, like, makes so many connections between animal rights and other issues of oppression internationally, nationally, and I think it's so necessary for us to think that way and to be active that way as activists or as caring, compassionate people in the world. Because if we are single-issued individuals, none of this is ever going to get done if we don't make the connections with other groups and educate and listen and learn and talk and listen and learn and keep the cycle going.
Hello and welcome back to Animal Voices. We were just speaking there while we heard a pre-recorded clip with Lamia Gibson, who was a tech with Animal Voices for a number of years. And that was a very sad farewell show to Lamia, but we had her on talking about the technical aspects of doing the show as well as why she was involved for so many different years. I wanted to just thank some people who had donated already. Jason Doucette, thank you so much for your extremely generous donation. It was very much appreciated. Jason and Angela actually won the dinner for two at Freston last time, and I think they really enjoyed their meal. So thank you so much to Jason for donating. I think we're going to go to another clip, if I can find. You have the list in front of you, eh?
Yeah, this is a clip sort of tying into what the last clip was talking about, where Lamia is talking about how on the show we try and definitely we make it a priority to look at how the animal movements intersect with different social justice movements and different kinds of oppression. And this is a clip from a great interview that just happened last week? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago from April 3rd.
And it was with David Nybert, and he was talking about cows, colonialism, and capitalism. And this is him talking about the relationship between genocide of indigenous people and the relationship to slaughter of cows.
And he, just for people who don't know him, he is a professor of sociology at Wittenberg University, and he is also the author of a great book called Animal Rights, Human Rights, Entanglements of Oppression and Liberation.
Here's the clip.
Yeah, if we look at, say, the invasion of Mexico and Central America, they were coming in with large groups of cows, but there were already people and animals living there. And some of the people would resist the European invaders, and so they had to be cleared out in order to open up land for pasture. So many people were just flat out killed as they spread this cattle, quote-unquote, culture into Latin America. So they had to clear out indigenous people to make room for cows. But the increasing number of cows that were horribly treated and massacred themselves was reliant upon them clearing out the indigenous people. So it's a clear example of entangled oppression, where the more cows they brought in, the more indigenous people that had to be killed and displaced, and the more indigenous people that were killed and displaced, the more cows that they could bring in. So the fate of each group, you know, was directly tied to the other. And a lot of the indigenous peoples who weren't killed, they were enslaved, and their job became to tend to the cows. And they were responsible for amongst other things, going out and trying to seek out the cows that had sought to get away from their awful treatment and confinement. And they were treated pretty horribly. They didn't do their job. So anyway, I guess the long story is, I was amazed at how much this culture of captive cows was so much at the bottom of the history of Latin America, and how so many empires and so much oppression was linked to that. And even when they started enslaving people from Africa and sending them to the Western Hemisphere, many of those enslaved people ended up in slaughterhouses doing the work that no one else wanted to do. So it's, again, a clear example of entangled oppression.
Hello and welcome back to Animal Voices, CIUT 89.5 FM. That was a clip from a show from April the 3rd, and we were speaking with author, scholar David Nybert. We are doing sort of a highlights of the past 6 months on Animal Voices as part of our fundraising drive to keep it interesting, to keep you tuned in. If you are interested in seeing this type of programming continue, please do consider, please do donate. You can donate to us many different ways. For Toronto listeners, 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. Or if you're more comfortable, you can donate online, www.ciut.fm, and just click through and you'll go to the secure online donation form that way as well.
And make sure you mention Animal Voices in your donation.
I keep forgetting myself.
There's a little
myself.
Box and it'll say who you're making the donation on behalf of, or what's your favorite show or something like that. It's not really it doesn't really directly say who are you supporting, but if you type in Animal Voices in that little box, that goes to us. And that's great.
I want to thank another person who donated. This is actually a listener from Brooklyn. We have a few from Brooklyn, which is pretty cool. Her name is Allison Hughes. So thank you so much for becoming a member of CIUT and supporting this great community and campus based radio station. And for people who are in Toronto or can come into Toronto, we're also going to be doing a fundraising. Well, Stephen Gardner has actually donated to the program a dinner for two at Fresen Restaurant, which is sort of a place you could bring your parents, potentially, a place you could bring a date, friends.
And it's sort of amazingly delicious.
It's tapas, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I would recommend the ravioli, the bellini,
and the deep fried king mushrooms,
the phyllo puff. That's one of my favorites. It's really tasty at Fresen if you haven't gone before, and if you have gone, then surely you'll want to go back. And this is a dinner for two. I'm not sure what that totals. It's over $60 or $70. That Stephen Gardner, the owner of Fresen, he's been a big support of the show Animal Voices for a while, and is always generous with the donations. So if you want to be entered into that draw that we're going to do at the end of the program, do call in, become a member of CIUT, let them know that you want to see Animal Voices continue. Again, 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. And Carl, I'm going to switch it up a little bit just to keep you on your toes.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to do the clip with Bev Miller, and that's number 6, actually, so we're going out of order.
Okay. And I'd just like to say to everyone out there that, you know, speaking of Stephen Gardner, he has been a big supporter of the show in the past, so I'm just going to tell people that he is also just a great role model for supporting the show. And if you want to be like Stephen Gardner, we encourage that, because he's a good man. He's a good man.
It was funny, you know, I know that he's really generous with the program. And it was a while ago he was renovating Fresen. And a friend of mine was in from out of town, and she used to work at Fresen, so we decided we were going to drop by and say hi to Stephen. And he was there, you know, covered with dust and paint and in the middle of renovations, and he was wearing his Animal Voices button.
Cute.
It was very nice. So thank you, Stephen, for being so great about the program and donating the dinner for two for Fresen. And there's so many other things that you can win besides a dinner for two at Fresen. That's sort of a special thing for our listeners, but you'll also be entered into various different draws and prizes through the CIUT general membership draw. So you can win, it says here, grand prize draw, become a member of CIUT, which is a minimum of $25 for your donation, and you'll qualify to be in a draw for one of these irresistible prizes. And there's an arts and entertainment pack, and it's filled with over $600 worth of gift certificates from Toronto's hottest shops, theaters, and restaurants. And it goes on to list many of them, such as Come As You Are, HMV, the AGO, Festival Cinemas, The ROM, etc. Or another one of the grand prizes is a $500 Jasmine by Takamine acoustic guitar, and that's courtesy of Rogers Music Center. And we would love it if you won one of those as well. So please, again, call in 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976. Thank you for those who have donated so far. We still need to reach our minimum quota of 10 new members, which is $25 to become a member. And if you're already a member, you can renew your membership for $25 as well, and that helps us meet our minimum quota. This is a clip with Bev Miller, who I just wanted to hug. I've never met her, but I want to have her back on, actually, as someone who's somewhat of a regular on Animal Voices. And we were talking in this clip, we were talking about the Toronto Vegetarian Association and their great set of workshops they did called Veg 101. And in this clip, I was asking her, she's a registered dietitian, I was asking her why she's so passionate about vegetarianism and why does she promote vegetarianism, and she gave a great answer.
So why are you so passionate about vegetarianism? What brings you to wanting to talk about these issues?
Well, because I've seen over the years, for me, much of it has to do with health and healthy living. Take a look at the healthcare costs in Canada today. They keep spiraling out of control. Diabetes. There are so many people with diabetes. Everybody has diabetes. So many cancers. So many this and this and this. And I think it was a few years ago, the Surgeon General of the United States was saying, you know, most of our diseases today are lifestyle-related. And so that means it's the stuff that we're putting in our bodies every time we raise our fork to our mouth. We are either helping ourselves to good health or helping ourselves to an early grave. Mm. And so that's what it is for me. It's all about health. I mean, certainly there's the other wonderful aspects of leaving a kinder, gentler footprint on the earth and animal issues. But mostly for me, as a dietitian, it's about health. And people, the studies will show it time and time again, people who are eating more of a plant-based diet tend to be healthier because they have a reduced risk of many of the different cancers and the different ailments that we're seeing popping up all the time today. It's just good science.
That was a registered dietitian, Bev Miller, from the TVA, talking just in lovely tones about why she promotes vegetarianism with the TVA. She was on a few weeks back, probably about a month ago, talking about the Veg 101 workshops that the TVA was putting on.
Great. Thanks, Carl, for letting us know a little bit more. That was actually part of a show that we did with Patrice Jones, and we're going to have a clip from Patrice a little bit later in the program. And we did a double program. Sometimes we do multiple interviews on the show, and we had done an interview with Bev Miller at the beginning, and then we switched to Patrice Jones, and we were talking about her book called Aftershock, Confronting Trauma in a Violent World, and it was a fantastic interview for anybody who's interested in preventing burnout, being good to yourself as an activist. I would definitely suggest that is a good program to listen to. And it was for animal advocates that we were talking about, particularly on Animal Voices. But she really wrote the book for anybody who's an activist and who does confront trauma and tries to think about issues of oppression on a regular basis and fight against exploitation of people, animals, the earth. We had some great news over that little clip break in studio, and Brian Burchell came in and he gave us a note that said that we have 10 people listening online, which I guess is pretty high, they're saying, for the station. We do have a really strong international listenership, so I want to say hello to people listening online. That's fantastic.
Greetings.
Thank you so much. And you might consider, if you're already at your computer, donating online as well. We are at www.ciut.fm for donating, and you just click through, and there is a secure server that will allow you to make an online donation. So hello to our online listeners. And also, this program will be archived on our website, animalvoices.ca. We have over 190 programs. Or maybe we have, I think, 190, 191 right now.
A lot of programs. And that's another great reason to donate to the show, because that is something that we do above and beyond the sitting in the studio and getting things out through the radio tower. We also archive all of our shows and put them online for your listening pleasure. You can put them on your little MP3 player or what have you, and enjoy them on the subway or wherever you happen to commute. You can probably listen to them while you're working out too, although there's not really great beats in there, so I don't know.
We have an online survey too for people who want to give us feedback about the program. And we have, I think from the recent survey, we have about 92 people, I think, have recently, not recently, but over the past 6 or so months have given us their opinions on the show. And one of the most fun things to read about is people talking about where they're listening to us. And a lot of people will say they listen to us while they're doing the dishes or making dinner. Another one said that they often listen to us while, you know, he's walking to work, or people listen in the car. Or one of my favorites was, there was a couple who said that they listen to it after dinner and then they have a discussion about it. So that was really nice too. That people are using it in that way in lots of different ways. So
I really like it when people say that they listen to the show at work as well, because that means that they're sticking it to the man a little bit.
I wanted to say thank you to a couple of people who donated this hour. Stu Ogilvie, thank you so much for donating. You've helped us meet our 10 donations, minimum donations, that we need to stay on the air on CIUT 89.5 FM. And again, also people who maybe don't know, this is a community-based and campus radio station, and it's run on the love of many volunteers here at the station. And Rob and I, Rob is the other main co-host. He's been taking a bit of a hiatus over the past little while. But we sat down and we were looking at podcasting as well. Should we also do a podcast in addition to the live show? What would it mean if we just did a podcast, et cetera, et cetera? We want to stick with the radio show. But we were looking at some of the costs of doing what we are doing now within the podcasting context. And if we were just podcasting and we're doing it out of our living room, there's no way we could bring you this diversity of programming. We couldn't afford the international calls. And also CIUT is very generous with us and gives us an advertising budget that we can do some advertising in veg magazines and at the Toronto Vegetarian Association Food Fair. And that kind of thing. And they've been a great support to us. So when you donate to CIUT, you are donating directly to the program by helping us stay on the air, paying those phone bills, and sending a really strong message, not only to CIUT that you think this kind of programming is important, but also to the larger Toronto and international community that you think CIUT is a wonderful community radio station that should stay vibrant and continue to bring you this kinds of diversity of programming. It's not just us, of course, that does the talk shows. There's lots of other different wonderful programs, as well as a huge array of music programs. I think that's definitely one of the strengths of CIUT. Roadrunner is obviously a favorite of mine. They come on after Animal Voices each week as well. Sarah Green is an amazing host. So if you're interested in supporting CIUT and supporting Animal Voices, we would love to hear from you. 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976.
And if you want to donate on the web, that is www.ciut.fm. Click through the donation page and make sure you mention Animal Voices in the little box that says, "What is your favorite show?"
I think that, again, I'm going to just throw a curveball at you, Carl. And
just
I was thinking that we could play kind of a funny clip. This was from our interview with Mona Khalil, and this is the track 8 on our CD of clips. And Mona Khalil, this was a part of a program that we did called Rescue, Rehabilitation, and Advocacy in Egypt, which is a very cool show. We reached Mona in Cairo, and we were talking with her about a group called Society for the Protection of Animal Rights in Egypt. And Mona Khalil runs the animal shelter in Cairo. And we had kind of a funny moment when we first got her on the line, because we reached her in the animal shelter there. On today's program, we are going to be speaking with Mona Khalil from the Society for the Protection of Animal Rights in Egypt, SPARE. I'm very excited to speak with her. We've never reached anybody in Egypt about animal conditions there and what people are doing to mobilize. So this is an historic interview for Animal Voices. Mona, are you on the line?
Hello?
Hello, Mona.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Are you in the shelter right now?
I am in the shelter right now, yes. You can hear the barking of the dogs.
Yes,
right?
I certainly can. Well, welcome to the program. I'm thrilled that we actually got through to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for receiving me on your show.
So maybe let's start with the shelter. Where are you right now? What is the SPARE shelter all about?
I'm in my office right now.
Okay.
I'm in the office. They are taking the dogs in now for their sleep, so you can hear them loudly.
Yes.
They don't sound like they're ready to go to sleep.
No, they are not ready to go to sleep, but it's going to rain, so we have to take them in.
I love that clip. I really, really love that clip. The sound of the dog at the very beginning is just amazing.
We actually had Neil Harvey, who does our computer tech stuff and the editing of the programs for the online versions. We had him edit that show quite a bit because the beginning that you didn't hear, we just played a little bit of it, but there was a stretch that was just dogs and we couldn't hear her at all. So this is one of the cool things about doing the show is that we're often, you know, talking to people right in sight where they are, and she was talking in a shelter that had 135 dogs, and they were bringing in the dogs, and it was kind of a funny show. But we had a horrible connection for the first part of the program. I mean, this is a live show. I don't know if some people realize that when they're listening to the archives, and so, you know, anything can happen. And so what we ended up doing for that show was we talked to her for about 15 minutes, and then we got her to come back on a clearer line, and we basically did the interview again those first 15 minutes because you just couldn't hear it over the cacophony of dog barkings in the background.
Yeah, and, you know, and we're calling Egypt. So it's we're making some very long-distance calls. We're calling basically the other side of the globe.
Yeah, we've had some difficult international calls. It's always a miracle that we reach people live and then it works out. Or if people say, well, I'm in the field right now rescuing animals, can I call you from my cell phone? And when we're calling over an ocean, it's sort of like, okay, well, we had done an interview with a group called Beta in Beirut over 6 months ago now. And that was a really sad show. It was an important show, but they were in the midst of having bombs and explosions all around them, and they were trying to run the shelter, and they were talking about the difficulty of doing animal advocacy work and shelter work within the context of a war zone. So that was an important program with that group in Lebanon. And I should thank another person because I don't want to run out of time and forget to thank people. Gordy Warnoff, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Thank you so much for you're shaking your head, Carl.
Oh, Gordy. I know Gordy.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Gordy. I really appreciate you donating into Animal Voices and help keeping this program on the air. Again, if you want to join the ranks of Gordy, you can. 416-946-7800. For people in Toronto, 1-888-204-8976 if you're out of town, or you can donate online. It's seems like a method a lot of people have been using, www.ciut.fm, and just click through to the online form. It's a secure server, so you don't have to worry about transferring your information that way. I should talk a little bit more about what makes Animal Voices unique. We talked about the international aspect of the program, as well as we're one of the few radio shows out there that is trying to bring together issues of animal advocacy, social justice, environmental thought all together within an hour program every week. And that's sort of the two major aspects of the show that I think kind of define our mandate, is that interconnection of different movements, and then the international aspect is sort of another main aspect. But within that, there's this desire that I think that we bring to the show each week, which is to promote dialogue within the movement itself. So of course it's about outreach and trying to talk with people who maybe aren't familiar with animal issues or with vegetarianism, but it's really about reflecting on the movement itself and the direction of the movement, our strategies, our tactics, and to ask critical questions about that as well. And in that critical kind of commentary that I hope that we bring to the show every week, and our authors, academics, grassroots activists all bring to the program, is also this ability to celebrate our histories and accomplishments. You know, the animal advocacy work doesn't make the big news, and it certainly doesn't get a lot of respect.
Well, no, it gets some respect. Not, I shouldn't say very much, but it certainly doesn't pay the bills, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's great that we can provide a space. It's always so nice to have people on the program and to really thank them for the work that they're doing that they might not have gotten any kind of formal acknowledgement for, and to just say how much we've appreciated it. I've got to speak to some of my heroes on the show, and I know other people have got to listen to some of their favorite authors, people that inspire them, continue to inspire them. So that's part of what we're trying to do on Animal Voices. Should we do another clip?
Do it.
Okay. This is kind of another fun one. I wanted to do the track number 5 with Gamzee Erkoçnur, and this was a part of a show called The Struggle for Animal Protection in Turkey, and Gamzee was one of our most enthusiastic guests ever, and she was really, really sweet. We talked to her about the Animal Protection Society of Turkey. She's the vice president of that organization, and we were asking her about some of the animals who have touched her life through the sanctuary work that she's done, which is the sanctuary is called Hakad. And at the end of this clip, just to show you how warm and wonderful so many of the people are that we have on this program, she actually makes quite a generous donation to everybody in Toronto. So listen up.
There are so many stories, but I can tell you that since I have been involved with animals, I mean, since my childhood, I can say that I learned how to become a nice human being from animals. As I observe their loyalty, their love, their appreciation they give to us, I remember a very, very sad story. A dog was brought to our shelter saying that it was a little terrier dog. They said that, well, we have twins now. Our doctor said that we shouldn't have any pets in the house, and we want to get rid of this dog. And we had to accept him. He quit eating and drinking. After the third day, our vet said that this dog is under very, very big depression, and he started giving IV to the dog. And in the fifth day, the dog, both eyes got blind. He refused to eat, he refused to drink, he refused to take any kind of treatment. And we were begging the owners, come and visit this dog or let us bring the dog to you. They refused it. And at the end, he committed suicide. And it is such a sad experience I went through. Later on, I saw cases like that, but just giving up on his life for the people whom he loved that much, but he was not loved as much. It was very sad. I always remember the loyalty and love of that dog.
So that one in particular stands out for you?
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's the story, too, of Ping and Pong on the website.
Ping and Pong is a sad story, too. They were experimental animals, and their front legs were cut and transplanted from each other. Of course, it didn't work out somehow, and they were dumped in our yard with the bandages on and everything. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible scene. First, we couldn't understand what was wrong with them, and then immediately we rushed to the vet, and our vet said, oh my God, I mean, what is this? This is an unnecessary experiment they did on them. And then they lived for years together with us, and nobody adopted them as they didn't have one of their front legs. Pink didn't have the right leg, Pong didn't have the left leg. And whenever we have guests in the shelter, everybody pets them like them, but nobody adopted them, and their wish was always to have a home. And unfortunately, a couple of years ago, they completed their natural lifetime, and they passed away. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have so many stories like that in our website too, in hikers.org. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a wonderful. I mean, the pictures of them, they look pretty happy at that shelter.
Yes, yes. So we make sure that they become happy in there, because I see them as prisoners who have no fault, who didn't do a crime, but they are just locked there because of human beings. And I believe that they deserve to be happy. Of course, a jail, I mean, how much can it be happy? But we are trying to give the best of our love or of their needs. And as far as we have money, we make sure that they have the best.
Great. Thank you so much, Gamzee, for being on the program today.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure for me.
Oh, mine too. And I hope people go and check out the website again. It's haykod.org. And there is, I'm sure, a space there for you to be able to donate as well if you're interested. So
yes, they can write us. They can donate. I mean, it's a fun website. I believe they will enjoy it.
And then people can also go as well and visit the shelter, too.
Of course, of course. I mean, oh, we will love to see visitors, of course, anytime.
Thanks so much.
And everybody in Toronto can know that if they ever go to Ankara, they have a home there. And they can be our guests in my mother's house. And we will do our best to show Turkish hospitality, too.
We're all smiling here. So we're very, very pleased to speak with you today. And great. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you so much. I'm wishing you all the success. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was a great interview. Gamzee Erkaknir, we were talking with her about animal protection in Turkey, and she invited everybody in Toronto to come stay at her mother's place.
And she's very serious.
She is very serious. It was a wonderful show. We've had so many people on the program that are so compassionate and warm like that, but Gamzee might take the cake for it, because that was pretty generous. If you'd like to hear more about international animal issues as well as local content and national content about the animal movement's perspectives within the movement, debates within the movement, as well as outreach efforts that people are doing, we try to announce different campaigns that people are involved with. Find out more about open rescues that people have done, so taking animals out of terrible conditions in factory farms, and trying to raise awareness about so many different animal issues. We've talked about vivisection on the program before. We've talked about factory farming. We're not playing a lot of the more like gruesome kind of clips right now, but it's a really important aspect of what we do, is to talk about things that a lot of other people don't want to talk about, and that you're not going to see on the mainstream news programs or in general within the newspaper. So if you want to keep giving a voice to these groups and hopefully to animals themselves, 416-946-7800, and that is for people who are in Toronto, or if you are an international or a out-of-province listener, you can call 1-888-204-8976, or you can donate online, www.ciut.fm, and just make sure to say that Animal Voices is your favorite program, and that will help contribute to us meeting our minimum quota of 10 new members. Again, we're going to do a Fressen dinner for two. We have a lot of people who are donating internationally, and because of that, they probably won't be entered into the local dinner for two, which means your chances are really good of getting this dinner for two in Toronto. So I just want to do a quick run through of some of the different shows that we've had on the past 6 months. It's always kind of fun to do the fundraising program, because we get a sense of the big picture of what our program has been doing. We had Rod Preece on, who is a professor emeritus, I think at Wilfrid
Laurier.
Wilfrid Laurier, yes. And we were speaking with him about a monumental book called Brute Souls, Happy Beasts and Evolution, a great historical text. We had an interview with Jason Reibel, who wrote a fascinating article called Animals Are Part of the Working Class, and also Jesse, a Working Dog, that talked about animals and resistance and agency. We did a program on vegan blogging and indie media. We did, as I mentioned before, an interview with a woman in Cairo. That was a program called Rescue, Rehabilitation, and Advocacy in Egypt. Rob Moore, who is the co-host of this program, although he's on a bit of a hiatus lately, he did a great interview called Vegan Fitness, Ultra Marathon Champion Scott Urich, and author Dr. D. Annette Larson Meyer, and Rob really brings an emphasis to vegan nutrition and vegan fitness. That's a great aspect of the program as well, as we definitely try to give people information to be the happiest, healthiest they can in their diets, and plant-based diets, vegetarian and vegan diets. We also did, as was clipped at the beginning of the show, we did an interview with Isa Chandra Moskowitz, and we were talking about her book, Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World. We also did a really interesting program with Yoon Kerr, and that was for a show called International Aid for Korean Animals, and we were talking about cats and dogs in Korea. Yeah, I learned a lot from Yoon. It was a fantastic show. We also talked with the editor-in-chief, Catherine Klein, from a magazine called Satcha. And I'm really glad we got the chance to do that program because they've been doing that magazine for a number of years now. And just recently, very sadly, I don't know if people have heard the news yet, Satcha magazine will be no more. So we got a chance to do an interview with her and to document some of that history as well. That's not the complete list over the past 6 months, but it's a sample. It's a sample list. I want to thank, again, Animal Equality, and I'm not going to say it in Spanish because I will definitely screw it up, but when we spoke with Sharon Nunez, her group donated from Madrid to Animal Voices, so thank you so much for that. Also, thank you to my brother, Sean Corman, for donating. He's been a big support of the program and has been listening diligently for the past little while, so I really appreciate it, Sean. Also, we have another listener in Toronto who donated, Roman. So, Roman, thank you so much for donating. We really appreciate it, and it was a very generous donation. So, yes, thank you so much. What do you think we should do?
Well, I would just like to, on a personal note, say that we have been, you know, highlighting the shows from the past 6 months, and that is fantastic, but I would like to personally share my story about how I started out as a donator to the show. A couple years back, I heard a show that was about anarchism and animal rights with, his name is escaping me right now.
Josh Harper.
Josh Harper of the Shack 7, now incarcerated Josh Harper. It was a fantastic show, and it was definitely enough to make me want to donate. So although we have been talking about the last 6 months of the show, and the last 6 months of the show have been awesome, we have a gigantic archive that is online, and if the last 6 months aren't enough to make you want to donate, check out the archive, and I'm sure you'll want to donate after checking it out.
I think that's a an interesting show to actually flag because we have had people on that have talked about the Shack 7 and some of the strategies that people have used to fight the vivisection industry. And then we've all had people on like Lee Hall who have also challenged those tactics and strategies as well. So it's one of the things that we try to do to keep the programming dynamic and interesting is to have people on who have opposing views. Obviously the animal movements is full of a diversity of people who don't always agree, and we like to have them on, and it's really cool too. We have had people on the program who have listened to past shows and then respond to those as well. I think the classic example of that over the past little while was between Stephen Best and Lee Hall, who have very different perspectives on sort of the direction that the animal movements should be going and the type of strategies that should be used. And we talked with them about a new anthology that Stephen Best had put out, had edited, and we also talked about Capers in the Churchyard by Lee Hall that was just hot off the presses, which is something we try to do is have good relationships with publishers and get the books in advance and then promote those books, talk about those books on the air to let people know whether or not you want to check them out. We also did an interview recently with Hillary Rettig, the lifelong activist, about burnout. That's sort of another major theme on the program, that we're talk about awful stuff sometimes, talk about strategy and talk about how you can, you know, connect the dots of different types of oppression and think sort of holistically. So many of the people on our program talk about things that way, but it can be pretty overwhelming. So we try to talk about burnout, how to avoid burnout while you're doing this work and continuing.
And there are definitely some people out there who are helping us to not burn out. How's that for a segue? We have a couple more donations here. First is Brooke Larson from Toronto. Thank you, Brooke Larson. Donna Quinn from Oshawa, Ontario. Thank you very much. And Rick Martin from also from Oshawa, Ontario. We seem to have an Oshawa contingent that's listening in. That is fantastic. Keep those donations coming in. We have about 5 minutes left. If you'd like to donate and you're in Toronto, give a call to 416-946-7800. And the toll-free number is 1-888-204-8976. If you want to donate online, the web address is www.ciut.fm, and make sure you mention Animal Voices in your donation.
I want to thank, too, the Canadian Coalition for Farmed Animals, Farm Animals. Thank you so much for donating. We really appreciate it. I was just outside of the booth for a moment because I was trying to hand Carl the list of people who have donated, and he's going to do a draw for the Dinner for Two for Fressen in the next few minutes, so he'll tear those up for us. Also, Rob Moore, who's the co-host of the program, thank you so much for donating, and Levi Waldron, huge supporter of the show, been a volunteer with the program for a few years, and so we're very grateful for his ongoing support to Animal Voices, CIUT 89.5 FM. Our website is animalvoices.ca, but what we want you to do is go to the CIUT website. And Carl, we have you on the mic tearing up the stuff. So,
should we do the draw now or should we have it for next week?
I think we should do it now.
Okay, I'm going to be rushing then.
Okay. So maybe you can try to get a complete list over the next couple of minutes. I tried to write down as many as we could. We have a lot of people donating online and internationally as well, so thank you to everybody who is listening online and listens to our archive programs. Thank you to everybody who's donated online and over the phones. Carl, I think I have all of them here, we're shuffling around. Okay, so we're not going to play the last few clips because we're down to the last couple of minutes. These shows always really go by. If you are wanting to squeeze in a donation, we can still take it, 416-946-7800, or toll-free 1-888-204-8976. Thank you to everybody who has donated. It's such a pleasure to continue to bring this program to you over the years. I've been hosting now and co-hosting with various different people for, I think, over 5 years now, and it's been a highlight of my time in Toronto, and I so appreciate the ability to keep doing this. So again, thank you to everybody. Just another few little points about Animal Voices in general, why I think that it's important. One of the things that we try to do is talk about different strategies and also not reinvent the wheel. So a lot of people on the program talk about things that have worked and haven't worked. We talk to people in the grassroots, as well as academics and people within sort of larger organizations. And Carl has been lately bringing us the news, and we always try to make sure we give local announcements as well so people can know not only what's wrong with the world out there in terms of animal issues and other social justice issues, but how they can actually participate and help create some positive change in the world. So we're down to the last minute. In the next 30 seconds or so, we're going to get Roadrunner up. So stay tuned for that as well. We're going to do the draw now.
Okay, so
do the draw. We got no time left.
The draw's done.
Okay, if Lami were here, she would be doing a drum also.
Roman W. Pavlishin, you are the winner.
You
are the winner of the dinner at Fressen.
Yay! So thank you, Roman, and thank you for everybody who donated, and to everybody in the back room here who's been volunteering and working so hard to do the fundraising drive. We appreciate it, and thank you again to all of our listeners. We send out a lot of love to you guys, and I think we're going to close. We're not going to get to hear
yes,
me cry on the air. The last clip was me crying, and that was the goodbye show for Lamia. But if you're interested in hearing me get choked up on the air, you can always listen to the farewell show with Lamia that's online.
So we're going to head out with some music, and coming up next is Roadrunner. Thank you, everyone, for your donations. Thanks very much,
Thank
guys.
Thank you.